Excuse me, I have to leave about 9:15.
All right. Well, thank you for coming as much as you can. As we are speaking about the agenda, folks, I don't know the full updated agenda is on the city's website, and I don't know if in our email we received the latest. So I'd like to ask all of you, does your agenda also have a C5?
Wait, just a second. We haven't started yet. It takes a while to get all this technology moving forward.
I'm sorry, Peggy.
Now you can go right ahead, but you might want to call the meeting to order.
I will. Okay. So good morning, everyone. It's really good to see you around the Zoom and everything. We're going to call the Thursday, October 21st, 2021 Public Arts Committee meeting to order and everything. I want to continue with the agenda lineup. The full agenda is on the city website. I don't know if what was sent to us has everything. So before we get started, folks, I want to make sure the agenda that you see also has C5, C6, C7, and C8. And so that, you know, we won't get lost or anything.
Mine does not. On the one I got an email.
I just took
also noted that C3 was on it, and I thought we kind of ruled out that activity.
Okay, we'll get to that discussion later. So, Scott, you do not have an agenda that has C5, which is Public Art Foundation, C6, which is Urban Renewal, C7, which is City Recorder Transition, and C8 on update on Toledo Art.
Correct.
Neither do I, Catherine.
Okay.
You all need to refresh or go back onto the city website. It is totally on the city website. I checked yesterday after Catherine mentioned that. It is all there. So I'm not sure.
I just went there. It's on there. Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll just guide along here from one thing to another. Just know that our meeting is not over after C4. We still have 5, 6, 7, and 8 before public discussion. Okay, let's charge along here. It's good to see your faces. I've missed seeing you. The approval of the August 19 minutes. Any additions or corrections to the August 19 minutes?
I move to approve the August minutes.
I'll second.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
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 Aye. So, Peggy, that's been approved. I did have one question about the confirming of the next meeting date on page 3, and I think you meant, it's a typo, I think you meant October 21 instead of October 28.
Yes, and you will want to approve those minutes as amended. Thanks for that catch. And I didn't hear who made the motion or the second since someone needed help. So
it was Judy made the motion and Francis made the second, I think.
Okay, so as amended.
As amended.
Thank you. And second?
It's me, Francis.
Okay, so you're doing it. And now we vote on the amended, everyone.
Aye.
Great, great. Thank you. All right. Keep this all copacetic here. Okay. Update on loft and sculpture. What do we have there?
I would let you know that we, just a minute, I have to get forward here in this computer. So we did get a sample from a sample agreement loan an art loan agreement from Cynthia, and it needed some significant amount of work to work for us. So I have revised it, and it is in the hands of the city attorney at this point. I expect to have that back pretty quickly. And what we'll need to do is coordinate with Public Works, because they're going to need to place the sculpture on the pedestal, or I mean on the pad. Additionally, I've communicated with Jason Holland at OCCA to ensure that he is aware of this and is comfortable with it, and he is. And so my sense is that once we get that back from David, we can move forward pretty quickly.
Okay, thank you very much for that update. You're thinking that quite possibly by Thanksgiving?
Oh, I would anticipate.
This whole process will be done?
Well, I would anticipate before Thanksgiving, yeah.
Okay, all right, just good. Oh, and I see Dietmar has joined us. Thank you so much, Dietmar, for joining us. Okay, now we need an update on the maintenance of the wooden Eckstein sculptures, please.
So I think I might have told you last time that Brian McEnany is not interested in maintaining these sculptures. When I met with the people who are renovating the Ambassador, they indicated that they might be able to do that, but certainly not until after the Ambassador is back in its home. And so that's, you know, that's a possibility. The sense was, I think, $500 per sculpture, which is totally reasonable. And so once we get the Ambassador back, we'll move forward with that, unless somebody has a different idea on who might be willing to do it. It's you know, it's something that's going to require more than volunteers, because there are ladders involved.
Okay. Well, that's disappointing that Brian has decided not to be part of it. The people doing the Ambassador, you know, have the metal expertise, but you're saying that they also have wood?
Well, that was their indication to me when I met with them on site.
Okay.
So they actually looked at the sculptures.
They,
okay,
you know, they're local people and they've seen them. So, you know, I don't know whether that's still accurate, but that was the gist of the discussion I had with them after we talked about the Ambassador.
Okay, good. Now, it just occurs to me there was something recently in the News Times, or maybe Oregon Coast Today, the last couple of weeks, interviewing woodworking people here in Lincoln County. Do any of you know? Or what I can try to do as well, if need be, is to go back and try to find that article.
I remember seeing it. Oh, go ahead, Judy.
Sorry. I'm just wondering, you know, there's those guys in Seal Rock that do woodworking. I mean, like the bears and the other sculptures.
That's Brian.
They would, oh, is it?
Yeah.
But there's another one too, isn't there?
It's oh, that's his father.
No, but there's those guys, but isn't there another one that doesn't do like bears, but it's more using driftwood to carve stuff? I just can't imagine that there wouldn't be someone around here that knows how to handle that stuff. I can start digging if you want me to.
I remember seeing that article, and I think it was Oregon Coast Today. I don't think it was the News Times.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Do you still have any copies of that?
I don't know. I can dig around.
Thank you. I will too. I'll dig around, and Francis, I'll kind of keep in touch with you, because I don't know. It might give us a name.
Exactly.
I do know that there are active, aside from the Father McEnany in Seal Rock. There are active wood turning, wood sculpting people in this area, because there used to be once a year a big wood turners conference up at Chinook Winds, which I went to a couple of times. And of course, that involved people outside the county as well as here. So, yeah.
There is a fellow by Fornash, but he uses a lathe and does bowls and that sort of thing. He has a studio. Stuff. I can't remember his name right now, but he has a studio down there right by Fornash, just north of Fornash, just very close. But I can't remember his name. But he has a whole studio, and I just don't remember his name.
Okay.
But maybe if you went online and looked up Wood Gallery or something, his name would pop up.
Sure.
Am I on?
That's in South Beach.
If the light's on, is that on? Or do I have to press it? Okay. Well, there's a little bit of difference between the finishes that you put on pieces of wood for indoor use and the finish you put on pieces for outdoor use. So I'm not sure that the indoor people would know what any
Except
better than the metal people.
He might give us a resource.
That's true.
Uh-huh.
And
okay.
If you can't find the newspaper article, you could just go to the masthead on that Oregon Coast Today and just call Patrick up at the number there, and he could probably give you the information.
Okay, thank you, Mary. All right, we'll explore this. And Peggy.
Okay, so just so you know, I saw that article in the News Times, and I'm pretty sure we still have it here in our office.
Oh. Okay.
Maybe All it right, wasn't well, the we'll... same article, but it was definitely an article, and it was about a woodworker.
Exactly. Yeah, I kind of have a visualization of that a little bit from seeing it. All righty, well, we'll get it figured out. Is there anyone else on that particular topic? Okay, let's go on then. Thank you for that. Let's go on to C3, which is a discussion establishing a city poet. And I believe what we had just said in the minutes that, we were going to continue the discussion. We had back and forth comments as to whether this belonged at the public library or what. So who would like to start discussion on this, please?
I'll start.
Okay, thanks, Bill.
Go ahead, Peggy. I didn't see you there.
That's okay. I just wanted you to know that in Cynthia's email to me the other day, she did say that she's supportive of this project.
I'm personally don't think that the city needs an actual position. One of the main reasons is it opens up the discussion of, okay, do we need a city painter, a city sculptor, a city et cetera, et cetera. I think something in the library may be something, or a volunteer, but I'm leery about an actual position.
Yes, Frances.
I agree with Bill. I would rather see something more broad and not do a single person. But I remember our last meeting, I brought up that Writers on the Edge was so successful for 20 years. And it sort of died because of lack of volunteers, but it wasn't a lack of interest of the people who attended. And it meant once a month at the VAC, and a lot of, well, Catherine, you often presented a poem, and so did Cindy, and it was people all over Lincoln County. And I remember some people from Kansas heard about it. And this couple were both poets, and they signed up to do a presentation. It was highly, highly successful. And to me, that opened it up to many people, especially our local writers, because we have so much talent here. And to me, I'd rather see something like that supported that's much more broad and covers all kinds of writing, not just poetry.
Okay. Thank you, Frances. Oh,
excuse me. I'd like to add that the whole bylaws and the whole organization is still there. Somebody has it, and some of the resources that they have to put it back into operation would not be that difficult.
Okay. Frances, thank you for that. Someone else weighing in on establishing a city poet. I'm flicking back and forth because I can't see. Yes, Judy.
Well, I kind of thought we had discussed this and finished it last time. I like the idea that Tom had about, you know, a poet laureate or something, but I also think that I agree with Bill, and I'm thinking this fellow that came to us, you know, direct him to the whole Writers on the Edge stuff, and if he wants to get that going, let her rip. I mean,
absolutely.
I think we have a lot on our plate, and this is a nice idea, but I don't know.
Okay, good point. Judy, is there someone else who wishes to weigh in on this before I think we're going to ultimately here take a vote that this committee, you know, is not going to move forward with this idea, but I want to make sure to hear from everyone first.
Well, this was something that was brought by me. Scott Rasmussen is a good friend of mine. He's a poet, and he wants to get involved in the community, and he thought that would be a good way to get involved. So I guess what I'd like to see from the committee is maybe give him some direction rather than just saying no.
Okay.
And figure out what it is that he's trying to accomplish and maybe help him a little bit to get through the process or something, you know. And,
sure.
I mean, it is an art form that is not really well used in the community. And I would like to see something, you know, rather than just slapping down, you know.
Right. Oh, well, Dietmar, we would never do that. So, Frances, your hand is up. Yes.
No slaps. Well, I think if we could hook him up with some of the people that are still interested in resurrecting the Writers on the Edge, that maybe he would be a major player in working with this group of other people. I'm sure there are at least four that are still interested in having some sort of support. And that would give him a way to move forward with his mission to have writing more evident here in Newport.
That's what I was thinking, suggesting that get him in touch with those folks. And yeah, no slapping. We don't want to do that. I mean,
so I believe I mentioned last time that there's also another group here on the Central Coast, located here in Newport. It's called Willamette Writers Coast Branch. And Willamette Writers is a whole statewide organization. They have branches in Portland and Salem and Corvallis and Southern Oregon and on and on and on. And once COVID is over, we will be back meeting in person again. Right now we meet by Zoom. I gave my card. Yes.
Could I just give him your name then and see if he can hook up with you and
sure.
And see if that seems like you're a writer also and you have those kind of interests also.
Uh-huh.
What might happen there might probably be okay, you know, pretty good, you know.
It seems like there are several avenues here for us to give suggestions to Scott, and there are several ways for him to explore this and to connect. Any other discussion on this topic before? So, Peggy, does this take an official vote from the Public Art Committee?
I think it would be good to have a vote, but one thing too is I think that we need to, if you're going to vote not to establish a poet laureate position, that we need to ask if there's anyone in particular who would be willing to convey this information to the requester, along with the Writers on the Edge information and the Willamette Writers Coast Branch information. So it just doesn't die and we don't end up not communicating with him.
Exactly. So Francis, can you do the Writers on the Edge?
I don't have that information. Cindy has that information because I've talked to her about it. But I don't have that information. You probably have more information than I do, Catherine, because you were more
I have the Willamette Writers. I don't have all of the documentation and paperwork of Writers on the Edge. I can reach out to a couple people I know to see if they have that Writers on the Edge, all that documentation, the bylaws, the this, that, whatever. And I will be glad to... let me write this down. Writers on the Edge. I'll be glad to kind of snoot around. And Francis, I may be back in touch with you. Is there someone else who does? I'm flicking back and forth to try to see all of your pictures. So if you've got your hands up. All right. So Peggy, after establishing that I'm going to snoot around and find out what I can, maybe with some of Frances' help or her reaching out to her contacts. Let's see. We could, in our motion, indicate that, before the next meeting in November, we will have, as a committee, we will have some helpful information to Scott. Is that how we should word this or what? Yes, Peggy.
So one thing I think would be helpful, rather than bombarding somebody with a lot of bylaws and organizational information, is to just get a point of contact for him, for both organizations. And, you know, maybe one thing that could happen is that you could reach out to Willamette Writers and also Writers on the Edge and say, you may be receiving a communication from Scott Rasmussen, but I'm just thinking about myself until, you know, I would prefer just to have contact information, name, phone number, email.
Sure. And I can do that because I'm co-chair of the Willamette Writers Coast Branch. So, you know, and I gave Scott my card at the last meeting, but if Dietmar will give me his email address later, I can reach out to Scott Rasmussen again on Willamette Writers. And then the only thing I can do, because I don't know for sure of a contact for Writers on the Edge, I will just have to snoot around and see where a contact is. Yes, well, Peggy.
Oh, go ahead, Frances.
Cindy Jacoby was involved for years, and she probably knows of who to contact for Writers on the Edge. Sue Wick was involved. I can't remember everybody else, but both Cindy and Gary were very much involved for years.
Oh, good. Well, then she'll be able to give a contact maybe for, yes, Peggy.
Another potential contact is Carla Perry.
Right. She actually started it in Yahats, I think.
Yeah.
And then it came to Newport, but. So
we'll get some contacts. The bottom line is we'll get some contact information to Scott Rasmussen, thanking him for his interest in this. Is there someone who would like to make a motion?
I make a motion that we assist Scott Rasmussen in contacting various groups to further his idea of a poet position. And I would like to say that we don't want to have one right now, but in the future, this may be an idea. I mean, not just like close the door on it, but at this point, we're not going to do anything as a council. I know that's a weird motion, but.
I knew exactly what you meant.
Okay. Is there
Thank you.
I second.
Well, wait a minute. Don't, excuse me.
Yes, Frances?
Don't we have to have two motions? One, that we do not want to support a poet laureate position. And the second one would be to contact Scott Rasmussen and give him at least two resources for writing groups in the area that he could access.
Okay, that's a good question, Frances. Peggy, what's the answer?
Well, I think that Judy's motion was pretty comprehensive. Her motion was to assist Scott Rasmussen in contacting additional groups to further pursue the idea that the Public Arts Committee right now is not interested in pursuing a poet laureate position, but may revisit that again in the future.
Okay, sounds good.
Okay, and was it Mary who seconded it?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. So all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Is there anyone who is opposed to this motion? All right, fine, thank you. This sounds like a really good way to go, at least for now, and to give some contact information to Mr. Rasmussen. All right, good, thank you. So what about the ambassador? Where is it, and what's his health?
Or well, his health. Well, his health is rapidly improving. Apparently, they had a bit of difficulty finding the necessary parts. I think we're all experiencing that in different ways. And so the last I communicated with him, which was, I believe, just last week, the parts had arrived. So I think we'll be seeing the ambassador come back probably about the same time as the sculpture at the PAC.
Ooh, wouldn't that be fun to do a little outdoor event when those two pieces, I mean, because they'll be so close together, you just walk across the street. Well, okay.
Who's doing the foundation work for the ambassador, Peggy?
That was included in the proposal, and a metal artist, Wyatt Glasgow, his dad is a concrete person, so he's going to do it. I met with him on site, and we picked the location.
And they understand how to put that concrete in so that doesn't tip over, I mean, on a heavy wind and stuff.
Yes, we discussed that, and the other piece of that is they also have to get a right-of-way permit to do that work in, you know, one of our parks, so they are on that. Something that I just realized I forgot to mention about the Lofton sculpture is that included in the agreement is that the city will be required to purchase insurance on that.
Okay.
So who's going to review? Is there some kind of, who's going to review the foundation for that sculpture to make sure it works?
Well, we'll have to have that reviewed in-house, I guess. Maybe Joseph can do that. But
yeah, I mean,
they're putting in a whole new pad and they're putting in all new supports, which of course they would have to.
I'm thinking that they might have to auger down to get some kind of purchase on that, because the sculpture is going to have quite a bit of wind load on it, you know, especially when it's blowing 100 miles an hour. Yeah,
I think they completely understand that, Dietmar, but if you would like, I can arrange a meeting where maybe you could come out too and we would meet with them and make sure that you're comfortable with their understanding of the placement of the pad and the support system?
Yeah. Somebody should take a look at it from the city. I mean, it's a big liability if it falls over.
So, Dietmar, would you be willing to be the expert or whatever on load and wind and?
I can take a look at it, but I'm not going to be an expert on it. I don't want to take on that liability.
Okay, I used the wrong word, didn't I? Would you view it and give your opinion?
Right.
On Scott Knox. Scott, you have your hand up.
Yeah, does this kind of a project on city lands require a building permit?
It does not.
Okay.
Okay, good question there. We already know that we're moving the pad back from the curb. We got all figured out and so on. So we're good there.
The day I was out there, it was interesting because I didn't really understand the impact that those big trucks have on that parking area. There was a big truck parked there, and the part of the truck that was up against the curb, it extended further and almost to the point where it would have taken that sculpture out. So it's moving what I would call east, maybe about 10 feet. It will be centered between the walls of that building with the bathrooms. And I did, when I checked with our building department, find out, that's when I found out they did need a right-of-way permit, so they're aware of that. But if you're interested, Dietmar, or anybody else on the committee, as long as we don't have a quorum, I would be happy to arrange a meeting out there with whomever would like to go.
I'd be happy to do that. I just want to make sure that what they're proposing isn't some kind of wimpy foundation.
No, I think they're on it, but I would welcome your coming out and meeting with them on site. So, and just bump up your insurance and, no worries.
So, Peggy, thank you very much for that. And I'm really glad that now we're talking about moving it back 10 feet, which I think is more viable than what we were initially thinking of, just 5 feet and really getting it. Now, Tom, did you have something that you wanted to say on this?
Well, I wanted to comment on the information about the Lofton sculpture. I thought the family had agreed to hold the city harmless on that. So is there still a need for insurance?
I checked with our insurance agent, and that person said if it's going to be on your property, you're going to need to insure it. I think that's just the safest thing to do. I don't think that it will cost very much money, but we are going to need to insure it, because if somebody came by and stole it or destroyed it, we could be on the hook. Now, my one question is, and I don't know the answer to this, does anybody recall the value of it? I thought it was less than $2,000, but I'm not sure.
I thought it was more like five.
Two. Wasn't that in a minute somewhere in the past?
I'm looking at this thing from some months ago. I just pulled this out. Let's see. I've got a note that says retail $5,000. I don't know. I just got that little note. I don't know if that's the latest word or not.
That's the number I used when I reached out to the insurance company. So I think we're good. And what we'll have to do is, once it's installed, we'll have to photograph it and send it to them. But otherwise, I think we're in pretty good shape there. And personally, I'm way more comfortable with the city insuring it than not.
Right. I agree on that. Okay, so now we've... yes, Tom.
I actually don't agree with that, and that's why I oppose this idea of a long-term loan. I can see insurance for liability if somebody gets hurt by the sculpture or, you know, jagged edge or something like that. But I can see insurance maybe, you know, for other reasons, but not to cover damage to a sculpture that's on loan. And that is, it should either be gifted to the city, or we should be held harmless. I mean, how do we have insurance on the Eckstein sculptures if they're damaged? Do we have insurance on other sculptures if they're damaged?
But they belong.
Of course,
to the
we
city.
Don't really need it because they belong to the city. But still, I don't like this idea of a long-term loan that we're taking liability for vandalism.
I agree with Tom.
It's going to be outdoor. If it was indoor, that would be completely different in my mind. But anyway, those are my thoughts.
I'm agreeing with Tom.
Okay. Some other comments. Mary, your hand is up, please.
Yeah, I'm just kind of curious. Are we talking like $50 a year? Are we talking about $200 a year? I mean, what's the insurance? If it's small,
I think
what
it's.
Does it matter?
I don't know the exact number. My sense is it would be pretty small. I think that the Eckstein sculptures are on our public art list that we submit to the insurance company, and I'm happy to revisit this idea of being held harmless by the family with the city attorney, and report back next time. But I'm hoping that we can get this done before the next meeting.
Well, why don't we just have a vote on it?
Well, before you vote, let me just say, if our city insurance company provider says we have to insure, I don't think we have much of an option.
Right.
Liability.
It's either we insure it or we don't put it up, you know.
There you go.
Liability insurance, yes, but not for damage. I mean, it's
well, that's the insurance. That's the insurance company. I mean, if the insurance says that we have to provide
insurance, well, the insurance company, they want to make some money.
Okay,
I just think it sets a weird precedent for, you know, long term loans of artwork. I think it should either be gifted and accepted as a piece of public art, or not, and. I can understand why we would have insurance for liability against harm to the public, but in the same way, if the ambassador falls over, we have insurance there. But all of our other public work is public artwork is owned by the city, and it's just how do you value it? How do you put a $5,000 value on it? That's a whole other discussion. But I understand it's only $50 a year, but I think it's more the precedent of long-term loans. I'm just not in favor of that unless we're really not liable for damage to the sculpture itself.
Okay, Tom, thank you for that. Let's see, Judy, you have a comment, please.
Yeah, I'm not sure that it's our call. I mean, the city administration and city insurance is the ones that make those calls. We're an advisory committee, and powers bigger than us make the call whether it should have whatever kind of insurance.
I guess our call is whether we accept it as a piece of public art on a long-term loan. How long is the long-term loan? What are the conditions of the loan? It's a whole other type of arrangement that somebody else walks up and says, we'd like to loan you this piece of artwork. And
we went to Joan.
I've never been comfortable with the long-term loan. And
that's different than insurance. I agree with you. You know, that's something we should look at. Do we want that? But as far as the insurance, I don't think that's our call. I think it is important that we discuss, do we want to do these? And like you said, if someone says, here, I'm going to loan you this, I mean, how do we do that?
Right.
Scott.
Yeah, so I agree with Tom that this feels unusual, I guess. And the question I would have is, should we just buy it for $5,000? Do we have the budget room? Is it that valuable that we should, as a piece of public art, should we just buy it and then it falls under our normal insurance policies?
Okay, comment on that? Oh, Francis, yes.
I like Scott's idea because, I mean, we have discussed this for what, how many months? And now we're gonna say, sorry, we can't pay the insurance, so we don't want it. I mean, I think haven't we already made some sort of commitment? And I think it would be really wrong to back out. So I think Scott's remedy would be, I mean, it's $5,000, it's $5,000, but it's not $100,000. So I guess I would go with Scott's ideas so we don't have to back out of pretty much a commitment that's already been made.
Okay, thank you for that. Peggy, yes, Bill.
As an analogy, if I was going to lend you my car, I would carry the insurance for damage, and you may carry the insurance for liability. I don't like, this really does open it up because loaning it, it's not owned by us. So why are we insuring it for damage? And as far as buying it, it has it been offered for sale?
Yes, I think so.
It has been offered.
Well, I didn't know that. And I mean, I'm wondering whether, you know, Cynthia couldn't be here for this meeting, but she's the person who's spoken with Mrs. Lofton. I've never spoken with her regarding this sculpture, so I'm not sure what has been discussed. One thing I was thinking of is the whole idea of long-term loans is sort of a policy decision, and it might be a good idea to have long-term loans as a discussion item, and I could, at the next meeting, bring the agreement draft that I've been working on with the city attorney, and it can be discussed because my sense is this is not going to be the only time that you will be talking about potential long-term loans.
Good idea.
Yes, okay. We need a policy, is for sure. Yes.
Yeah. Dietmar.
So it's really not this committee's purview to figure out whether to be insured or not. I think it's this committee's purview to figure out whether you want to accept the loan or not. Once you accept a loan, then the city will determine whether they want to insure it or not. So I don't, the discussion about insurance really is not this committee's business.
Okay, thank you, Dietmar. Judy?
Well, I think, didn't we reach out to him or to the family?
Yes.
About doing this? It would look kind of weird if we said, okay, we changed our mind. We don't want it. I mean, because we reached out to them, as far as I remember.
That's kind of what I remember. Cynthia did the reaching out, wasn't it?
Yes, she did.
Many months ago, right. About it. So we initiated something here.
I don't see the big stumbling block with insurance. I mean, I don't get it. I don't understand the
setting of a precedent.
What precedent? City insurance.
If I know the city, if I'm going to loan a piece of art to the city and I know they're going to carry the liability insurance, my value goes way up.
I don't know about that, but
yeah, I'm just thinking.
Yeah.
Okay, Mary?
Right, we're forgetting the very beginning of this is that we had a spot where there was nothing, and we said, what can we do to fill it? And Cynthia said, well, I know somebody who would maybe, if we can't afford to buy a piece, would maybe loan it to us. And now we're going to the discussion of saying, well, maybe we don't want it because we're going to have to put insurance on it. And I this has gotten so complicated. I mean, this was a simple thing. Friends were going to loan us a piece to hold the place of the spot that was empty. I don't get it.
And it was empty for a long time.
Yeah.
And because we've started this, we may have to follow through and then set our policy for upcoming loans. I think Mary brings up a good point. It will ruin our credibility if we all of a sudden start backpedaling. But I do believe that we do need a policy for the future. I'd hate to give them a bad taste of, you know, after we initiate it, and then put it back.
So would it help this committee to think about that we would only accept a loan for 6 months or 9 months? Does that make any sense? Peggy?
So this is a pretty short-term loan, if you will. I mean, the way it's drafted, it is set to expire on December 31st of 2022, unless extended by mutual agreement of both parties. That's the way it's written at this time.
Okay, thank you for that. I'm looking to see if anyone has their hands up.
I have a question.
Yes, Mary.
What if we really like the sculpture and say, wow, that just really fits the spot? Could we have an option to buy?
Anyone's hands up? I don't know. yes, Peggy.
So since Cynthia has been working with Mrs. Lofton, I think that she may want to, when she has a chance, touch base with her and find out if she's interested in at all in selling it. And also, Tom's back. Sorry, Tom. And also to figure out, you know, if she's comfortable with this basically 1 year at a time loan.
Oh, okay. So, Bill.
I was muted. This is only for, so I make sure I understand everything. Cynthia is not a member of the committee. She's a liaison to the committee, right? So does she speak for the committee? And I'm not on Cynthia, I'm just trying to, that position.
Actually, the liaisons do not speak for the committee. I mean, I think that we all appreciate the work that the liaisons do. Dietmar is one of them. And I think it's great that she was able to find something that would go on that pad. But the answer to your question is no, the liaisons don't speak for the committee and they have no vote.
Okay. And the way we sit right now, I think I think we should follow through with this, whatever we agreed with, and then set our policy during the next year before this expires, this loan expires. Or we take in another one.
Okay, is that in the form, Peggy, do we need a motion? Oh yes, Peggy, your hand is up.
Yeah,
and then Tom.
I have a quick comment. I feel like it's great when individual committee members or council liaisons find projects like this, but it's probably a really good idea to approach the committee in advance of, you know, talking to somebody and that sort of thing. And it also feels like perhaps a committee member, a real committee member, an actual member of the committee, may be, you know, somebody who should accompany a liaison, for example, if they come up with an idea. But it strikes me that these ideas should come before you first.
Really like that, Peggy. And is there some way that can be mentioned or codified in the minutes as well as other documentation about our committee? Is that something that you can do and we can look at? So it is up front.
Well, one thing, and you may want to talk about doing this, one thing is that you could have bylaws for this committee, for example, and that could be in the bylaws if you wish. We don't have very many committees that have bylaws, but you may create bylaws where you could add that. Bylaws for any committee have to be approved by the city council. So once your bylaws were created, if you want to go in that direction, then it could go back to council for approval. I'm working on a project like that right now with the Vision 2040 committee, and they created some rules of procedure, if you will, and the city attorney said those are actually bylaws, and they never had them approved by council, so now we're working on revising that and making sure that it works with, you know, how they practically operate, and then that's going to be going back to council. I'm happy to share that with you. One of the things that's in there that's brand new is an attendance policy, which, you know, that's not necessary for this committee, really, because we never have a quorum issue, and you're all great about attending. But if you want, I can bring those rules back, bring some bylaws back for you to review. I do think that you need to have a policy on long-term loans. So maybe what you want to start working on is a policy on long-term loans and potential bylaws for this particular committee.
Okay, may I have some thank you, Peggy. That sounds good, but I'd like to hear from other members. Is this something that we want to pursue? Yes, Tom.
Well, I got bounced out of the meeting a little bit, so I didn't hear everything Peggy said about the length of the loan. But my understanding was from our last meeting was that our agreement was that they would hold the city harmless, and that made me a lot more comfortable. I understand decoupling insurance from accepting the loan, but if it's a shorter term loan, I would be more comfortable with that, and then we can revisit our policy on loans. I think maybe I don't know that we need full on bylaws to consider the issue of loans. I mean, we have a public art accession, the term accession policy to receive public art. And that, you know, a loan arrangement might be included in something like that.
Well, Tom, that's a possibility as well. Peggy.
I agree with Tom. I mean, I don't necessarily see that you need to create a set of bylaws when that could be added to, for example, the resolution. So let me think about this. We can bring back the resolution so we can revisit it. It's not going to be the percent for the arts, but it would be the general arts policy. That's probably a very good place for that. And Tom, while you were disconnected, I mentioned that the way that the agreement is currently written, it is set to expire on December 31st of 2022. That's essentially 1 year, unless extended by mutual agreement of both parties.
Okay.
Oh, he's gone again.
Right, and I didn't see Tom's body. Now I see Tom's body. Tom, did you just hear what...
Yeah, that seems reasonable to me.
Okay, cool. So, Tom, I really like what you said about, you know, there are some other things we maybe need to tweak and add to our resolution and not get more paperwork. Peggy is, we will put this on the agenda for November, but in advance of that, would you, since we have some new members, would you send our current resolution to us again, please?
I will do that.
Yeah. So now I'm back to, and bear with me, folks, if this is clear to you, I've got to wrap my head around what are we telling the Loftons right now? I'm unclear what we're doing. Someone help me with that.
We're accepting the loan on a 1-year basis. and it will be included in the city's insurance policy.
Is that a motion?
Peggy, is that...
Do we need a motion?
I don't know.
You know, that totally works, what Tom said. If you want to take a look at that loan agreement before you make a motion, I'm happy to bring that back. One of the things that we're going to be talking about before the end of this meeting is changing the date of the November meeting, and hopefully people will be able to come. It would put it earlier in the month. If it's later in the month, I won't be here. And the Thursday, the 11th, is Veterans Day. So I feel like if we brought this back on November 12th, if you can all make that day, then there's plenty of time.
Okay. All right. So we're just putting this in a holding pattern.
This will give you a chance to look at that agreement beforehand, after David has his, you know, applies his legal expertise.
Okay, great. Thank you. So we'll look at it sounds like we'll look at the agreement in November and then discuss and make any kind of decision vis-a-vis the Lawson sculpture. Also in November, we're going to look at our resolution, that the general one, not the percent for arts, but the general one, and add some more copy to this general resolution. Okay, Scott.
Yeah, so and I got lost along the way somehow regarding the city's insurance coverage, and I thought I heard that there's a chance that the city's insurance will cover this appropriately, and it seems like if we're going to revisit this next month, let's chase down that piece of information as well.
Okay, thank you, Scott. Yes, Peggy.
So I did reach out to our insurance company, and we will have to cover this sculpture. And so that's already a given. The cost will be astonishingly minimal when you consider our nearly $500,000 a year insurance premiums. So it'll be, you know, it's really a non-issue, except that you want to develop a policy for art loans, and that can be in the general arts policy, which is a resolution.
Okay, great. All right, so it sounds like we've probably chewed on this enough. May we go on to our next item? Is everyone okay? Okay with that? Anyone's hands up? Okay, so C5 is update on Newport Public Arts Foundation. And yes, Peggy.
All right, so I am probably going to sound like I am whining a bit. But one of this committee's goals for last year, I believe, was to establish a public arts foundation. So we went ahead and made that happen. It is the Newport Public Arts Foundation is an Oregon nonprofit and a federal 501c3. That's done. One of the things I think that's happened is that it's just been... I feel like we've been directionless, if you will, with this committee, and it's no one's fault, really, probably mine. We can't really discuss the Public Art Foundation issues during this meeting because it's a separate entity. And so
right.
I really wouldn't want to see it just disappear at this point, but I would love to hear your comments on it.
Okay, thank you, Peggy. And yes, I realize we can't discuss their business. Tom, your hand's up.
Well, maybe without discussing it, maybe I can just provide an update of sorts. Cynthia asked me to, or asked for someone to step in as sort of chair pro tem of the foundation. And I agreed to be the chair pro tem. And then Cynthia found somebody who would be the secretary. I'm forgetting that name right now. I put out that I would schedule a meeting for early October. I have to admit, I'm a little bit behind on that. But it is on my radar to schedule a Zoom meeting with the Public Art Foundation in the very near future. So that's an update from myself, at least.
Well, Tom, thank you very much. Thank you for stepping in to be, what is it, chair pro tem.
Right.
Yes. And Peggy.
So one of my areas of confusion, frankly, is who's left on this board of directors, because I felt like I heard, and I may have misunderstood this, Catherine, that you wish to step down?
That's correct.
Okay. So is there anybody else who wants on or off? Because Tom's going to need to know that.
Yeah, he is.
Oh, Mary's
yes,
going to.
Yes, Mary.
Well, I was on a committee with Sandy Rumigo for publicity, and she has also stepped off of the committee. So it getting, and didn't Laura also step off?
Yes, Laura has resigned from all of her you know, work commitments.
So it's a good question. Who's left, and what do we want to do? I think at one point we said that we wanted to start with a project so that we would get out in the public view and so people would know that we existed and to have something concrete that we could show we were doing.
I agree with that. And, you know, Tom has mentioned that scheduling a meeting is on his radar. So I think those are good topics to bring up at that meeting. And then the other thing is, I'd have to look at the organizational documents, but I think Dietmar's on the board, Tom's on the board, Mary, Catherine has stepped down. Now, Sandy Rumigo was never on the board. She was just...
She wasn't?
No, she was just part of a subcommittee.
Ah, okay.
Something that we put together. And I think it would be good during that meeting to figure out who's on first, if you will.
Exactly.
And who's willing to participate and who wants off, who wants on. And I can, because I have to file some financial documents toward the end of the year.
Yeah.
And I can change the names at that time. I don't want to have to change the names all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it was mind-boggling enough to figure out how to get the 501c3, okay. So.
And in fact, you're on it too.
Yeah, I'm on it too.
Right.
And the only reason I put myself on it was I didn't want to forge anybody's name when I filed those organizational documents.
Okay, good kind of update. Anything else at this point on that? We'll just wait. To hear updates maybe next month or whatever about the Public Art Foundation. Okay?
One more quick thing about that is that, we had to establish a bank account, and this is ridiculous that the bank does this, but Cynthia and I just each put in $100 to open the account, but the bank is charging us $9 or $10 every single month to produce a statement. And so ultimately we will
have nothing
or potentially be overdrafted. I'll talk to that bank and see if there's a way we could get electronic.
I
don't know if they charge for that, but I'll walk over there and ask them and have an update at the meeting that Tom sets up.
Okay, and Peggy, another thing is, if that particular bank isn't willing to help something that's a 501c3, we may need to take whatever money we have and go to another bank. Because, I know there are some that, do help 501c3s and you don't have the monthly maintenance fee. So well, anyway, it's just...
It's the bank that's really close to City Hall, and so I will walk over there and ask them about this because it's completely ridiculous that we're using every dime we had yes. to pay these monthly fees.
Right, right. And I want to thank you personally, Peggy, for putting some money in to help the foundation get started, and you know, thank Cynthia as well. Another bank that is also fairly close to City Hall might be Columbia Bank to check their stance on a nonprofit such as this, or First Interstate Bank, which is close. But anyway, okay. So I guess we're through for the moment. I don't see any other hands with that topic. Let's go on, please, to the business of the urban renewal project and just some kind of update as to the feedback that's coming in, when that concludes, and when we as a committee need to start working. So, any kind of update, Peggy?
So, you know, that project feedback opportunity is still open at this time. So if you go onto our website, you'll see that. Once that window of opportunity closes, then the consultants will be working on the final plan, which will come back to the City Council. My sense is probably at the December 6th meeting, it will be at that point that we have our marching orders, if you will. So at this point, we're just on hold. If you haven't participated in the South Beach survey, I urge you to go online and do that. But, yep.
And also, committee members, please urge other people in the community who have an art, a public art proclivity or whatever to participate. You know, because we just don't know. Do we have two people who have said they'd like public art down there, or do we have 12 or 20 or 200? We don't know.
I think there's probably, I mean, I'm just speculating, but I feel like you're probably going to see some support for public art. I mean, it may not be the highest of all the ideas. It may not be at the very top, but I think you're going to see some support and have some opportunities.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you very much for that. And particularly since we didn't meet in September to kind
of get hang on just
up.
A second. Derek is here. He's been listening and he's going to correct some of the things I said.
Okay. Thank you, Derek. Welcome.
There we go. With respect to where things stand on the South Beach urban renewal, that survey actually just closed, so they're compiling the final information. And the final report will be presented to the Newport Urban Renewal Agency at their second meeting in November.
So that's November 15th. I'm so glad you were listening.
So... And that final presentation will include a project that involves public art. It will include an kind of a description of the general scope and parameters for what that project could be, along with the recommended budget. So I'll see that Peggy will have a copy of that final report. We could probably get it on one of your agendas before. For one of your upcoming meetings, and
we'll be ready by the.
When's your next meeting?
Will it be ready by November 12th?
Yeah, actually, it will be ready by November 12th because we'll have it in advance for the Urban Renewal Agency packet. So we could is that your next meeting? Mm-hmm. Certainly.
Derek, we don't really know that yet, but hopefully.
Probably.
Well, if you happen to land it on that date, then you'd have an opportunity to actually even. you know, review it and provide feedback to the Urban Renewal Agency before they take it up on the 15th.
Oh, and that's a really good reason to have that meeting on the 12th. But
yes.
But we still don't know whether that date works for a quorum of you.
Okay, let's figure that out right now. Can we, Peggy, since Derek is here, who can meet at 8:30 a.m. on Friday, November 12th?
Is that a Bill Friday or a Thursday?
It's a Friday.
It's a Friday.
Because Thursday is Veterans Day. All right, Scott says yes. Bill says yes. Who else can meet on the 12th? Mary can. Judy can. Tom can. Where'd Frances go? Oh, that's right. She had to leave.
The other way to play it is if for some reason that didn't logistically work is the agency is not going to take action. They're just having the report presented to them.
Okay, say those.
Yeah, I was just going to say if for some reason that didn't work for you logistically, understand the final report's being presented to the Urban Renewal Agency on the 15th of November. They're not being asked to act upon it. So the other way to play it is if that didn't logistically work for you is I would anticipate the Urban Renewal Agency would have a period of time within which committees such as Public Arts could weigh in on the final report before they actually act on it. So that's another way to make that work.
Well, when will they act on it?
December or January.
Okay. All right. Are
you not here that day?
No, I think I am here for the 12th.
It's the day after Veterans Day?
Yeah, I'll be here.
Okay. Since I saw all of you indicate that you could be here on the 12th, then I think that we'll have Derek here on the 12th. And will we have something that we can include in the packet?
Yes.
Okay. So there you go. And perfect. Thank you. I got to take that comment thing out of the e-blast.
Yeah, I've already asked Richard to pull it down earlier this week, so off our website. So,
well, I know that I put it in the e-blast.
Okay.
Thank you, Derek.
Yep, you bet.
Thank you very much.
We might have more from you, Derek, so.
I have a question as well.
Tom, your hand's up.
I filled out the survey. Although I didn't really get a sense of confirmation that my input was received, will there be a way to review all the public comment from that survey?
Derek's going to ask the consultants.
I think that's an excellent question, Tom. So we can get some idea of other people's ideas or their comments, whatever. Yes. Okay, so we'll find out on that. Anything? Okay, let's go on then to C7, which is because we're getting close here pretty soon to our time limit. City Recorder Transition and Status of Public Arts Committee. You know, some of us have already expressed a little bit, you know, how much Peggy, because of her interest in the arts and so on, has been a vital part of our guidance and our success and our whole committee as a city liaison. And we're wondering about who, you know, it's just, where are we going to be? Are we suddenly going to, you know, be 10th down on a list of someone's interest?
I move we don't allow Peggy to leave.
Okay, I second that.
So I talked when you asked that be on the agenda, I talked with Spencer, but first of all, the opening for my position has not closed. So I think it closes on the 25th or the 27th, somewhere around there. So it's closing pretty soon. I don't know how many people have applied. I don't know who has applied. When I talked to Spencer, I said, will we be sure that this person is assigned to staff the committees that I staff and that they have an interest in the arts? So he said, we'll make sure that the staff person has an interest in the arts.
Thank you. thank you for that, those words.
My sense is that might not be the person who replaces me, but it could be somebody else on staff with an interest in the art.
Oh, could be your do this for us.
Well, it probably won't be me because it probably won't be me, but it could be another staff person in our organization who's not leaving but who has an interest in the arts instead of my replacement. But okay. My sense is, you know, we'll find somebody who has an interest in the arts and they'll be able to staff this committee way better than I did.
Oh, right.
Thank you for that update, Peggy. I know that, you know, it's still open for people to apply and whatever, but I felt, since some of the other people on our committee was wondering, that it would be good to, put that on the agenda. So thank you for that update. We'll just hang loose and see who it is that eventually is the city liaison for our group. And because we are a quite active committee, and there's a lot of technical information, you know, that you bring to it in the way of knowing how to do bylaws, write resolutions, you know, those kinds of things. So thank you.
Of course.
And C8, I sent all of you out the latest press release on Arts Toledo. We're looking for another round of applications for the next Phantom Gallery. And in fact, one member of our committee has already decided to reach out. since this particular C8 thing, I just want to make sure that you did receive the what I forwarded to you on the Oregon Arts Commission and their request for public art over at at OSU. And again, I have promised whenever there is something relating to public art to make sure that you know about anything from the Oregon Arts Commission or the Oregon Cultural Trust. And then finally, before we go on to any committee comment, or we can go on to that now, I want to just put on your radar, if you are not aware yet, that one of the most incredible public art displays is being installed up at the Lincoln City Cultural Center. And that is the Washed Ashore exhibit. And it's been in Oregon Coast Today, the News Times. I think Newport should be, and the reason I'm mentioning this, folks, is that Newport should be very proud of the fact that about 10 years ago, the Oregon Coast Council for the Arts reached out to this artist, Angela Hazeltine Potsey, about Washed Ashore. And ultimately, I went down to her studio in Bandon. I liked what I saw. I said that OCCA would be interested in hosting the Washed Ashore public art. Of course, it's evolved a lot since then, but it got its start at the Newport Visual Arts Center some 10 years ago. And it's been very exciting to see Washed Ashore. It's all artwork made out of marine debris. To have that grow, it's been at the Oregon Coast Aquarium. And now, after all of these years, it's coming back to Lincoln County. And you can find out more about it. There are festivities this weekend, artist talk, ribbon cuttings. The artwork is both inside the cultural center and outside, and will be available until the first part of March next year. But it's a super public art story, and the whole concept was previewed here in Newport at the Visual Arts Center. So I just wanted to, because I know we have members on the committee who weren't there. During that time. Mary, you were here during that time.
Oh, yes. I remember it came for a month, and it was so popular that we held it over several months. And the crowds that came to see that were phenomenal. It was wonderful.
Thank you for that. And we had the artist go into some of the schools. We got some grant money, and she went into the schools and, again.
With the kids and docs.
Yes. And the school trips and tours to the VAC and whatever, but it was quite incredible. Okay, so just again, I try to keep you informed on public art. Is there any other committee comment? Someone want to say something, make an observation? Okay, doesn't look like there is. So let's see, we've already voted that our next meeting is on Friday, November the 12th. Remember, it's a Friday because no one's going to be around on Veterans Day.
Okay.
For a meeting, that is, for a meeting. And anything else, folks? I appreciate your attendance. We always have really interesting topics. Thank you for your time and happy Halloween. Okay.
Thanks, everyone.
Happy Halloween.
Thanks, Peggy.
Yes.
Thank you.
See you guys. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Dean.
Goodbye.
Should I just close it?
Yeah, that's fine.
And turn this off?
You can or you don't have to.
You don't have to? Okay, then I'll just leave it the way.